Great content, rich, positive music from the Ashanti Kingdom through the internet at www.spiritfmonline.com to all parts of Africa, Europe, Asia, Antarctica, Middle East, and the Americas. Spirit FM, positive soul music.
You're listening to the new Spirit FM, Christian hit music.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times we are living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be
good evening to our listeners. Thank you for tuning in. This is Eben, and it's always a privilege to come your way. And I have with me a different person this evening to discuss a very important issue. Pastor Billy is out of town, so someone is filling the gap. We'll continue ours. It's part of ours anyway, the discussion we've been having, the series, but this one is more of a specialized content. So I brought in an expert who we are in the same group to come and discuss this, because one news item shook me this week when I saw it. So I immediately called him that, no, we have to bring this issue to the fore and discuss it extensively for our listeners to understand. I mentioned the word and someone had not even heard the word before. I don't want to mention the person say I betrayed her. So it's like, I mean, the word, so you see, it tells you the level of knowledge people have about this whole issue. So, because if someone has not even heard the word before, that means he doesn't even know the crime we are talking about. Yes, so anyway, so I have with me, let me read the news item first, and then we'll do the proper introduction. So tonight I'm just taking one news item, because this issue, we have to exhaust it fully. So a lot is happening in the world, war, Ukraine, Russia. As for the war now, it's not going to end anytime soon, because if US and Ukraine are signed the minerals deal, then Putin clearly is now angry. So that war, forget it, it's not ending anytime soon. And now India and Pakistan too are neighbors, but they are all nuclear powered neighbors. So they are also trying to cause their issues. They want to fight, and tension is rising along their border as well. You know, the world itself, I mean, the confusion is just wars, rumors of wars, as Jesus said. But you know, these are just the beginning, as Jesus said. So it doesn't mean the world is ending today, no, but these are the beginning of sorrows. These are the things we are going to hear. But we talk about it as a way of reminding ourselves of the Bible prophecies and the times we are in, so that we know exactly how we live our lives and what to do. All right, so this news item by City Newsroom, let me read: blackmail, sextortion. And we'll define the word when we get into the discussion. Well, sextortion. So blackmail and sextortion losses near 500,000 Ghana cedis early 2025. That is huge. So financial losses from online blackmail and sextortion in Ghana have surged to 499,044 Ghana cedis in the first 4 months of 2025. And this is why I said I was shocked. First 4 months and almost 500,000 Ghana cedis, that's huge. So this marks a significant jump from 103,663 recorded during the same period in 2024. highlighting the growing economic impact of increasingly sophisticated cyber criminals. The CSA's latest public alert noted a slight increase in reported cases between January and April 2025 compared to the 155 cases documented in the same period last year. The perpetrators typically use fake social media accounts, often featuring attractive profile images, to lure victims into romantic conversations. After building trust, they manipulate victims into sharing explicit content, which is then used for extortion. So this activity is what we call sextortion. So extortion through sexual images and sexual compromise and all. So sextortion. Victims are usually forced to pay ransoms via mobile money under threats that compromising images or videos will be posted online. However, the CSA warns that payments often do not stop the blackmail. In many cases, victims continue to receive threats even after complying. To avoid detection, attackers often shift conversations to encrypted platforms such as WhatsApp, Telegram, or Signal. The CSA is urging the public to remain vigilant, avoid engaging in unfamiliar online profiles, never share intimate content online. This thing, and not lamenting as you know, I mean, seriously, I just can't understand it. And report suspicious activity through its 24-hour cybersecurity support channels. Okay, so I have my friend Gabby. It's Gabby, and full name Nukrayana. You have Gabby with us this evening. We are in the same foundation, Ghana Internet Safety Foundation. He is our leader. And I sort of know this news item there. I have to go into it deeper. So he's the right person I should get on this evening's program. So, Gabby, introduce yourself fully.
We'll continue from there. Thank you. I'm Gabriel Foriapia.
Yeah.
And the director for Ghana Internet Safety Foundation. And we've been touching lives, saving lives through the digital space. Mm-hmm. And then the greatest demo is creating awareness and then giving a caution. Yeah. Think before you post. And mm-hmm. then be aware that anything you put online does mm-hmm. not go.
It stays forever.
So it's think before you post, and digital footprint always come back to you when it is good or bad. Mm-hmm. So that is what we've been doing.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, it's very encouraging that yes. something is being done in that space to educate, to alert, to caution, to warn the people mm. and the society and all. In the last few weeks, we've had about 8 editions. We've been dealing with the issues in the secondary schools. So I've had Pastor Billy from the SU, Ashanti region. So we've had a lot of discussions. So we are talking about all these things. Uh-huh. But we've not touched into details this aspect. So when I saw this week's news item, I was working on the news for this evening's program. But I saw that, no, this is so huge that let me focus on this alone and leave the other news items. We can talk about it later on. But so sextortion itself, what is it from your perspective?
Yeah, so sextortion is when someone threatens to expose your private sexual images unless you do what they demand. Mm-hmm. So the sextortion means someone threatens you with sexual images uh-huh. unless you what they demand you do what they demand. So it's your sexual images, be it video or pictures,
to blackmail
you. And the demands often include more of images or sexual favors. So they will request more, or you go in for another sexual favors to clear mm-hmm. your blackmail.
That's
or setting a ransom, like they will request money. So the money comes
into payments.
So they take you there. So that is extortion. But when you add finance to it, there's a sex. So financial sextortion. So what the CSA is saying.
Okay, the CSA is the Cybersecurity Authority. Yeah.
It's talking about financial sextortion.
Yeah.
So the one that I defined goes with come and let me sleep with you to stop posting your naked picture.
Yeah, no, obejai.
and then the other, let's stay in a relationship.
My first relationship.
I've dealt with so many cases in Sunyani. A little girl who was the phone got spoiled and he sent it to the repairer.
Repairer,
so the repairer got.
We'll talk about that.
so, and that issue was something else. Mm-hmm. And so, what is financial sextortion? It's a form of sextortion where the demand is for money instead of sexual content.
Previous, yeah.
So, it often happens to 14 years to 17 years young people. Last year, 30 people committed suicide in the USA.
Yeah.
So, this is something that started way back.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, the CSA is giving an a caution that it's moving high.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be careful what we post out there, especially our naked images. So for that, they use fake profile to even collect the money
to lure people
in. And the happen of this is that the fake online friendship, that is the catfishing, that is what they normally do. The catfishing, and then the victim also, they send images first. Normally they send images,
but they're dead out.
How did that out? And then they will also threaten you. So we will get all. We will just give how they maneuver their way, and then, as you said, when they request for the ransom, when you give it to them, they will give it to another person. That I was the boss. And then the person also comes in. So sextortion means that when someone threatens you to expose your private images. That is extortion. So he's extorting money through your private images. So it's going on, and it's in the young people and then even adults.
I tell you,
hey, people in the high places are now victim.
As of my money,
and then the lack of knowledge is also part of it, and it's something that how the trend in Africa is moving.
It's worrying.
The predators are moving very fast. They will prey from our neighboring countries. That's where they will prey. And then the teenage boys also.
Look at the boys they arrested recently in Accra. And then Niger boys, I mean, it's serious. I really think.
They give fake accounts, gift cards.
Yeah, it's. But you see, as we are talking, last week, one news item I dealt with, I don't remember whether I dealt with it or not, but I've been doing a number of AI courses in the last few months, and it's worrying because there's a new in quotes, in the US now, where, so some schools are now complaining about it. So they take your picture from your Facebook account. Yeah, last week, I talked about it on issues on the program. Those who listened will remember. So they take your picture from your Facebook or Instagram or whichever platform they'll get your picture. And then now they go and, you know, the deep fake sex images and sex videos. And
put your head there.
So now they go and put your head there and now use it to now come and blackmail you. So now this is this is a twisted form of the sextortion where it's not you didn't commit any crime.
Sure.
You didn't send anybody your picture. But now your beautiful face has been taken, manipulated, and put on a prostitute's down part or an AI-generated down part, deep fake. Now pay or we expose this. And this one too, people are falling because out of fear, because the issue is when you see those images, there's almost no difference between the real, and that's why we call it deep fake.
Yeah.
So now that one too is a new worrying trend, because it's that one it's even easier now because they are not even extracting anything from you before they use it to blackmail you. They manipulate the whole thing themselves and come to you that we have your video, we have your picture, this, if you don't pay us this, we are going to publish it. So you can imagine the harm, the psychological trauma, and the pressure and all, because when you see it, they send it to you first to see yourself, and when you see it, you're like, Charlie, this is me.
So what, as you are saying, it started with Ghana Internet Safety Foundation, started way back 11 years ago, and when we were going for all the outreach in churches, one lady wake up and then said, oh, I have a question. I was working in an office. My boss liked me a lot. And all the staff ganged against me and took my picture. At first, they were doing editing.
Photoshop.
Photoshop. Yeah. Then they cut off the head and they put it on naked. And then they send it to the director. See, the one you like best is now doing naked picture to people.
Charlie.
And then the director lose trust. So I think by that time it was just editing in Photoshop. But now, as you said, the advanced AI have destroyed everything.
Some of the AI tools. I had to submit a homework in the ninth assignment, one of the exams I'm working on. And one of the platforms, the tools that I was looking at and all that, now you can just do your own movies. You just create an account. You can upload the file. You can do your own movies. It's that serious. So there's the good in it. There's the bad. There's the ugly. So now it depends on who is having the tool. If he's a bad person, he will use it to do the bad.
That is true.
If he's a good person, he will use it to do the good.
That is true.
We even have a bigger issue ahead. Now with these tools coming up,
there'll be more depression.
It tells you the level to which this is, financial extortion is going to get to. They are going to target the rich. They are going to target the influential. They are going to target the men of God, the pastor. Because they know that you wouldn't want anything negative about you. By the time you can't even explain yourself that it's not me.
No. The social space, somebody have saved it on his phone.
And it was
how can you block?
And when they see this is you, by the time you explain that it's not me, you are saying we didn't.
This information is gone.
It's serious.
Yeah, so as you said, this issue is way up the bar in the digital space.
Yeah.
And it's taking more people their life, and especially the young people. And then the adults, those who are in the elites, those who are in the higher position, they have been falling, and they have the way they operate.
Yeah.
So their operation is like, if somebody calls you and then he said, oh, it's a wrong lie, then you try to find a friend through that wrong lie. You need to be careful, because normally they call odd numbers. Yeah. When it comes to you, and then they have the contact with you, and then those who also find Obroni to become Obroni friend on Facebook, because we've been there to some of the case. The lady who said he was finding Obroni so into Facebook, so he thought he's speaking to Obroni, but it's Bibini Ote, Mamo Biechiro Hobby. So the Obroni later request, so I'm sending you something, and then he said, can you send your naked picture so that I can send? And they thought that they have a friend who is trust, and nowadays they think that if you send a naked picture, that shows that you trust.
We have to let the youth know, the teenagers and the children understand that
your naked picture does not show that
it's not equal to love.
No.
It's not equal to love.
And then most of the young people think that if they send their nude pictures to their boyfriend,
it shows they love them.
But it's not so.
It's not.
No, they should not. So most of the young people are victim of this.
Because your boyfriend, so-called boyfriend, takes the picture and will be sharing it with their friends, and they'll be laughing.
That is true.
And someone too will say, make a call. And that one, so then it goes viral.
And that lady, we saved the lady through the police, and the lady was trying to commit suicide.
Wow.
And then the second one is somebody who want to become an MP. They took $1,000 from the guy. And as you are saying, they took his former girlfriend picture on a nude, and then they sent it to him. So he thought that he's chatting with his former girlfriend.
Lie momo.
Either that, I know that this is the people. And then he also did a naked picture too. And the third one, those young people listening to us, Nkwalana Mutie, please, the dating site, be careful.
Be careful.
The dating site, that is where the young people go.
Now and dating that site, okay, then.
Okay, yeah, then. Even physical condition, we need the guitar life. So we need to be very careful on the dating side. So most of the young people are now finding, and even the adult.
Yeah.
And we don't know even how to protect ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the key, because we don't know. And if you fall victim of these people, you become emotional distress.
Yeah.
You will fear and shame and panic will get to you. Because as you are saying, you fear that they will put your naked picture there.
And that's what can cause the suicide. Suicidal thoughts, then it's like, let me just end it all. Because
you,
I can't stand the embarrassment.
You lost money also.
Yeah.
And the blackmailing, the woman is in a high position, mm-hmm. and then that one, the single parent who are listening to us,
mm-hmm.
please don't say that you want a boyfriend or girlfriend in the social space to be happy. Don't.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, the lady saw the guy on the social space, and then they were chatting, and he thought that he has had a guy who is going to marry. And the guy said, and the lady said, oh, I want 5,000 Ghana cedi. And the guy gave the 5,000 Ghana cedi. And later requested for the naked picture. And then the woman sent the naked picture because he has given the 5,000. Later, the guy came. I'm going to post this on the social space.
Pay more.
If you don't pay this amount more than the 5,000 he gave.
Yeah.
And the lady said, no, I will not. He said, yeah, if you don't give me my 5,000 with an interest. So please, that favors you are talking to people. That mehuni po social media 2 months in the person is good. Online predators are
all over the place. Yeah,
they can be closer to you. The yeah. one in the secondary school that we are dealing with, and the woman that mm-hmm. when we came to the program.
Yeah.
The daughter had a friend in school, and then he took the girl to an Ghana city. And the girl confronted the lady to give the money back. And they went for a pool. So on the changing room, the girl videoed that girl.
Wow.
They are ladies, so they went naked. They videoed the lady and then sent it to the school, the youth. They have a platform to disgrace that lady because he took his 200 Ghana. Just disgrace.
And somebody also downloaded that picture.
And the girl was going mad.
Wow.
So cyber trauma comes in.
Yeah.
So if the girl, so we spoke to the mother, and even most of the high people came into this case, and it's going on, and they can't say it. So we need to be careful. Sextortion is moving very fast because of how we think that if you post pictures,
yeah,
if we want to go into how they operate, that we need to be careful. We need to talk to our child on online safety first.
Yeah, that's the starting point.
Online safety is a must that we need to. We need to also tell them they should never send any intimate image online.
Yeah, but Gabby, let's start it from this point. I mean, parents listening to this program, guardians and all, whoever, I mean, let's understand that this whole social media thing, ideally, it's not for children. It's not for young teenagers. It's not, you see, because I was happy when Australia started the process of passing a bill to, hold the IT companies accountable for children coming on their platforms. And every country should get into, have a bill like that.
Yeah.
So that they'll be there. The telcos, the social media companies will be forced to enforce laws so that children are kept out of the space.
Sure.
So, parents listening, why should your child have a Facebook account, a TikTok account,
for what?
Instagram account?
For
and
what?
You know, I mean, you see, parents are also responsible for some of these lapses.
A young boy in a school, I was talking to one church in Accra. A guy is 13 years old and he has hacked a classmate and is requesting the classmate to pay 50 Ghana Cedi. Otherwise, he will not.
I started too young.
And
50 to 100, 200 to 1,000.
Now, if I can get 50, then I'll move on.
Oh, yeah.
I'll move on. So, as we, if we also see, we need to talk to our children that if they see anything like that, they should report immediately.
Yeah.
That makes it very, and you need to have your parental control on every device you give to your child.
But how many parents?
No.
This is, okay, I mean, by the grace of God, this week, this year, when I finish the SU series, God willing, we finish it. We are getting into digital parenting.
Very good.
You'll be coming
very good.
As we did a few years back.
Yes, good.
We are going to go into details. We'll talk about this again. Because I think, you know, the recent workshops we had and all that, you see a lot of parental ignorance. A lot of parents are very ignorant about the technologies we are using. And what pains me and worries me is when parents gladly say that, well, our children are more knowledgeable than us. So, well, it's like, they see it as normal. Yeah. So they are comfortable in their ignorance and they are glad that the children are more knowledgeable in these tools than them. But that is, yes, it's good. But then the issue is that's also the downside of the ignorance, because that means the children now take advantage of your ignorance. And if, God forbid, your child is a bad type, that's whatever they want.
And then, as you said, it's a bit more dicey and scary.
Yeah.
Because we have been giving a sharp knife to people whom are not ready to handle it.
It's true.
So every parent thought it's good to give that a blade to the young people, you know. But for me, what the Ghana Internet Safety stands for, that we need to have a thorough education on this for even parent and the award, both of them. Because if the parent do not give the gadgets to
the child
might get it from somewhere.
Yeah. So,
and the parent also thinks that the fear of FOMO,
fear of missing out,
they thought that they are, oh, they can't do. But I always tell them that children, they are Gen Z's. If you collect anything, if you bought, you bring any phone today, the guy can do it. They will not read the manual, but they can operate.
they figure it out and find their way out.
And we DNA. So we should be mindful of things that we give, especially the technology gadgets.
Oh yeah, exactly.
And the extortion is moving ahead. As most of the case, we dealt with one young guy who went to the social space. Just a week, the guy was being blackmailed. A week, he went to the dating site. He thought he was talking to a good person, but it rather was the people.
No, but you see, you know, the for those who've listened to the last 8 weeks with Pastor Billy, like we discussed in the schools, the things happening in our schools, the lifestyles and all that, God willing, next week we'll be getting into this aspect of being content, teaching the children to be content with what they have. When I analyze this whole issues, the secondary school issues, the challenges, the LGBT, the occultism, and all these things happening, the fundamental issue, after doing the careful analysis, I concluded that the fundamental issue is the contentment.
Okay.
Because they are not content with what they have. They want more. I don't have. I want to have. My friend has iPhone, what Pro. I don't have any phone at all. So how do I get some? Oh, okay, come and join our group. We have this lesbian group. We have this occult group.
Yeah.
Then, okay, you want to join? Okay, then you have to send your pictures to this man. He will give you money. You see, contentment is the root cause of all these issues we are having.
My brother, I want to add one. Mm-hmm. It's peer pressure. And also, mm-hmm. I want to know. I want to feel.
Yeah, that's also part.
Because I dealt with a lady in a university who just, I think the lady has so many naked pictures of himself. And I asked the lady, why do you do naked picture of yourself on the phone? He said, they have a platform, they put it there for people to watch mm-hmm. and get money.
Back to the contentment. Why do you need more money than what you have? Contentment. It's not content with what they have.
And then, no, sometimes I don't know. I ask them, they said to me, I don't know why I do it. And I'm saying, you don't know why.
You know, I mean, to cut to you, a few years ago, not a few, I mean, this about 10 years or 9 years ago. I mean, where my office used to be, there was this lady, one of the shops, next two shops. And her phone, arm robbers took her phone in a taxi. And the girl was worried. I didn't know. So one of my guys told me that the girl has a lot of pictures. So that is her worry. Not the phone itself, but the content.
That is true. For me, she never was.
Why do you want to take pictures of yourself?
Sure.
And stuff. And this is where these phone repairers get access to these things to blackmail people.
That is true. That is very true. They get it. And for this extortion, what per the study, if you come across any image or link on the social space, you don't trust the link. Don't click it. Because they get all your IP address. And if your phone is there, they can even go inside the phone. The remote monitoring that we normally do on the PC now is coming on the phone. They can remote your phone and get access in the phone
and copy things out.
So we need to be careful. For me, some informations are not meant for phones.
No, why keep them?
They are not meant for phones. So please, we need to find a way. And then have digital etiquette. Know something about the digital space that can keep you safe. Because as you are saying, the AI, all of us are not safe.
Mm-hmm.
If the person wants to come on you, it becomes difficult. Unless you send a disclaimer before they come. so that for you to be safe.
Ahead of time, I'm not engaging in it. But you see, the issue is how many people will even know the disclaimer.
Is it true?
Negative things trend more than. So as soon as that negative video comes, it will trend within the whole Ghana. By the time you realize, Bishop Joshua, so have you? By the time you realize the whole country how do you now come and justify that it's not me? It's a fake. I mean, deep fake. It's my picture that they took. People will not even
know. What you're saying is like I from yesterday today I saw Donald Trump with poop. Would Donald Trump wear this? So you know how the digital space.
The deep fake thing is serious. It's
wearing the poop thing.
Didn't you see when he had the exchange with Zelensky in the White House? They use AI to in the video Zelensky gave Trump a blow as if they fought after the exchange of words.
Wow.
And it looked so real. So that day, seriously, when I was looking at the videos, analyzing it, I said where AI is taking us is dangerous. Because if someone who didn't watch that news aspect of the exchange of words between Trump and Zelensky, and he just sees that deep fake video of Zelensky knocking out Trump.
Believe.
You think that's exactly what happened?
That is true.
Because the thing looks so real. Yeah. So real. I mean, when I say real, so real.
Yeah. So I always say that some of the apps that are coming on the AI space is like a nuclear bomb.
Oh, yeah.
So all the country leaders, especially the cybersecurity authority or those who are in charge of the NCA and all that, they should also have an advisory board that they can talk about some of the apps that.
Now we don't have a law.
We need to have because.
Yeah, we need to. But even now, as we talk now,
they do have.
EU has, I mean, it's EU that has pushed for a law to regulate AI. Apart from EU, how many countries have laws regarding AI? None.
Because
even the US, they don't have a law.
Because we have countries that have nuclear bomb, but they haven't launched it.
Yeah.
So some of the apps are not to be out for people to be used.
Some are as cheap as just $5. $5 times five times is 15 cedis, or 15 cedis to a dollar times five. Less than 100 cedis, 75 cedis. The person, pays, has a license to use the app for a month or 2 months or something, can do whatever he wants to do. You see, the thing is worrying. So, you see, I think as parents and listeners, there are youth and teenagers and all who are listening to us now, let's understand the issues about the times we are in.
Yeah.
The internet space is not a safe place to say that you trust your Facebook. The people you see as your Facebook friends, I can tell you, not all of them that are human beings that you think they are human beings.
Very good.
Some are fake faces.
Sure.
Some are pretenders.
That's true.
It's not everybody who loves you there.
No.
So when you say you are posting a picture there, actually, I know someone. He doesn't even post any picture at all on social media. But he says he doesn't want somebody to use his picture to go and do something.
Sure.
And now with the trend I'm seeing, I agree to that.
Do you know one of the
apps? I agree to that.
That shows that you can determine your future by the picture you post. Like if you put it, then you can be like Oluma in 10 years. They started from that place.
See,
the app
AI. But it looked fun. It looked fun. You see, when I saw some of those things, people are just following things, and then your avatar, create your own avatar.
People just upload their picture, create your avatar.
They are
finding tune with it.
They were training the. That's what people didn't know. You call it training.
Okay.
So they were training the models. The AI models were being trained with these tests that they were doing. So it looked fun. Behind the scenes, they were using it to train the systems.
That is true. That is true. All things can work. So as listeners, for the sextortion, as the cybersecurity made a public note on that, if you want to be safe, never post personal information online. So personal information is one of the key. You need to be careful how you use the social media, and then also make sure you have all your private settings. Now even they can get into the two-way verification.
The two-factor authentication.
Yes. They are trying a way to break it up. And we need to be careful. Be careful on the dating site. Most of you, even the physical life of Krano, almost already. Now you are going to on the dating site on the social space. Never accept friend requests from unknown people. Most of us, we thought that we want more people. As you are saying, in physical life, you have only one friend or two friends. But in the digital life, you want 1,005. For what? Are you a blogger? You don't use it for anything. You just want to the spirit of light.
The
dopamine that you have, you want to increase it.
Oh yeah, feel good.
Feel good. Never click on unidentified link. Most of you see that one politician is sharing data, the whole Ghana, 10 cities. We are no correct.
Fake. And people share it in the chat group. Share it in 10 groups, and then you get, and people are sharing.
That is where they get all the IP address.
Oh, no.
So we need to be careful. Do not accept video call requests from unknown people. They can also get access to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going on. So for us to be safe,
with a pause. So before I forget it, it leaves my mind. Those who are using the smart TVs connected to internet, so easy, Netflix and YouTube, easy. They watch
easy.
The cameras on those TVs. Please cover them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
get access.
People watch you freely in your room without knowing somebody is sitting somewhere. There's a website I saw once. The day I saw it, I said, this world. You just scan the IPs worldwide and CCTVs all over the world.
Huh.
And I was like, what? IoT, Internet of Things. Oh, there's some bar.
People. The only just can. Everything can come.
So you have access to CCTVs, various countries. I mean, it's serious.
Yeah.
It's serious. Yeah. So, I mean, if you know this issue years back, IT guys, Charlie, always block your camera, your camera on your laptop. I didn't take it serious.
Sure.
Then I saw Zuckerberg in the program, and he had blocked his camera on the laptop. I said, oh, Charlie, this thing is far serious.
Sure.
Let's also take it serious.
Yeah.
Because somebody can activate the camera without your knowing.
So for me, if I go out, normally what I tell people is that if you don't need the internet, don't put it on.
Yeah.
For one can get you through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Without the internet,
you are not connected.
It's not connected. Yeah. So if you are not using it, make sure you put it on. That's why they have on and off.
Yeah.
If they don't want to for you to on it, they will not put it there.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be careful. Like, if it also saves you money. Some of you, you buy the data, you just want to put it on for 24/7. For what? Find way and put it off, because they get access to you. As you are saying, one lady in where the monkeys are.
Monkey Sanctuary.
Kintampo or what? That road.
Buabeng Fiema.
Monkey Sanctuary. Aha. There's a school there. They hacked the lady and took all the naked picture on the phone.
Chai.
So I asked the lady.
Eguso yeden.
And the lady, he's around, and I asked another question. When did you go, like the time you normally go naked? Is it around 8, 9, when I'm going to sleep or going to bathroom? I said, The guy normally puts the phone on by itself around that period so he can see everything. So as you are saying, we need to be careful.
Technology, the assemblable.
assemblable. So we need to be very careful how we navigate this digital realm. Because nowadays most of the adults are not safe. The young people are not safe. And the young people nowadays also are now doing the naked picture for money. You need to be careful.
That's the issue.
The trend, the teleporter and all that you are doing. Anything you put there does not go away.
It stays online.
For life.
The first time I saw archive.org, I had to do a back reference searching for information for a client. And when I went there, I said, some website we worked on 15 years ago. I saw it. I said, wow. This thing. 15 years ago. It's all there. I said, This is interesting.
And most of the people don't know that there is a way also that can help you if you are a fall victim of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Ghana Internet Safety Foundation, if you can go as we can help you, and then the Cyber Security Authority as well.
Mm-hmm.
But if you call Ghana Internet Safety Foundation, our online clinic, we could help you to solve, especially the victims.
Yeah.
We could help you out. And then especially most of you need counseling. Because when you are depressed, when you are stressed, when you feel pain, when you feel you don't know what to do,
talk to someone.
Yeah, talk to someone, because it's very key in this. If you share to the right person, you can have the right solution.
Help, yeah.
Because most of people are committing suicide on this, and then also they are moving out from the human system. When I say so, I mean they don't want to talk to anybody. They don't
They don't trust. See, it's a clinical psychological issue.
Sure.
So now they don't trust people again.
Sure.
They are depressed. And when they get to that stage, it's just a push over to suicide. Very close to suicide. Because then at that point they start hearing voices. Fine, this is a Christian program, so we say it as it is. At that point, the demons now get activated to push you over to get you to commit suicide. So they will encourage you. Oh, you see, nobody likes it. You see, oh, you can't trust anybody. Oh, so go ahead, kill it, kill it, kill it. Sure. And then, so it's a very delicate issue we are discussing. Mm. Parents should sit and talk to their children that they shouldn't take pictures of themselves and post online. I mean, that, as for that one, it should never cross their minds at all.
Demo cry over on the dogs.
It's also, because it's like, as to why somebody who wants to take a naked picture, upload it, send it to someone, I can't.
For what?
I just don't get it.
To show that you love. And then the amount of money that even the CSA quoted.
Yeah.
499.04 within
first quarter. April count.
So 4 months.
4 months. Look at this.
Within
money.
4 months.
500,000 Ghana cedis almost. Huge money.
Huge money.
Blackmail money. Blackmail. So that means somebody is paying 10,000, somebody is paying 20 cedis, 200 cedis, 500 cedis, 200.
Then within this money, they took it from 155 people reported the case. Those who haven't reported.
Yeah, reported crisis.
They said it. They said the CSCC reported 155 cases between January to April 2024. Within that time was 2024. And then that time they were having 103.
Yeah.
And within this January 2025, they have accumulated 1499044.
Yeah.
Why?
It's serious. No, people have to see the seriousness of this issue, that if anyone, I mean, it doesn't matter your boyfriend or if he says take a picture and sending to him, ask yourself these questions. One, what if tomorrow we break up?
Very good.
What happens to that picture? And see, someone will say that, oh, I'll ask him to send it back to you. If somebody send it back to you, do you know the copies he has made at his end?
What you're saying is true. I went to one of the secondary schools. So as we were talking about this extortion and then nude pictures, normally when we finish, we sit down for them to come for counseling. Yeah, so the lady came and said, 2 years ago, we have stopped friendship, but the guy have my naked picture. But when he passes through our store, I'm not feeling good. So can I report the case? I'm saying, he has not threatened you. He has not. But in your own mind, your conscience, you know that it's no good. The person can just bring it out. The person can even request money out of it. But you have break up 2 years ago. But you still,
Or if somebody steals the phone, that also happens. So when the phone is stolen, these bad guys, when they steal or the phone gets to a repairer, the first folder they go to is images. That's the first folder, images and video.
Very good. And what I've seen, that the reason why most of the young people are doing these naked pictures is that what they watch, they want to exhibit.
Yeah,
so most of them are watching the pornography.
They want to act it out.
And you do it in your comfort zone, but your comfort zone now became a zone for all people to see. So we need to be careful what we are watching, because most of the young people watch porn, so they want to exhibit. They want to also do some, and then they are doing it. And as you said, the AI coming in is destroying everything. And we need to be very careful how we dealt with this issue, especially the digital space. We need to be very careful. And sextortion is something that is killing people more than even some of the diseases we know. It's going, people are going way. And it's bringing all kinds of pressure in the society.
It's serious, because you see, when people understand that the digital footprint, as you call it, whatever you upload online, whatever you post online, even if you delete, it's not deleted.
Very good.
You see, so like I said, the archive.org, for instance, where I was looking for this information and I saw, places. I mean, the first time I saw it, I was amazed. So, wow, some of these places, the servers have been terminated, long. But the information is still online. You see, so people should understand when you upload any picture online, social media or whatever, even if you decide to delete, yes, you see it deleted, but it's not deleted. It's somewhere. Someone can access it. So when you are even now personally sending it to someone, someone's phone, someone's email, he has it. Yeah. He or she has it forever. If even he tells you, okay, we've broken up, so delete it. Okay, I've deleted it. How do you know he's deleted it?
Yeah.
And even if he says, I've deleted it, and he has sent it to another phone, how do you know? If he has shared it, and I know of cases where people, boys, they share Bluetooth,
share
and then
they can share.
So
it.
Now you have you thought you were sending the picture to your boyfriend that you love, and now this boyfriend has shared it with all his roommates, and the roommates will also go, and then they also share it. So now you're on campus, and you have over 100 people who have your naked pictures.
And if what, as you said, there's a recommendation.
Yeah.
Now, if you are listening to us, what you need to do, because the young people, we need to caution you, for you to know what to do and what not to do. Avoid sharing intimate content with strangers online.
With anyone.
Anyone. You don't know
strangers
them.
For anyone.
Keep social media account private and limit who can view your content. That is one key. People, Obia, Mansa, Mehemi.
Hey, I'm up with friends. They want the numbers. They want the likes.
They want the likes.
See, that's where the shoe is. Dopamine effects. They want to feel good.
The cases, do not pay any ransom. So if you are caught in this, being sextort, you should not pay any ransom. You encourage the person. Most of you, too, what they do is that when they see that the people want to record, they delete the video that they did. Like there, they delete it. So we don't have any evidence.
Yeah.
So you don't delete it. That will help you.
So they think when they delete it, then it has
they delete it. So you don't have anything to prove your point. So please don't delete it. And then the communication that you had with the guy, don't delete it, because
trail of communication. Yeah.
I think first quarter of this year we caught three of them, and they jailed them.
Yeah.
There's a case, the guy pretended to be Obroni and all that, and slept with the girl, and then later send the nude picture out, and then they jailed them. So please don't delete your picture. Because it will help us to help you.
Investigations and to help you. The communication trail.
And then please, I said, report.
Yeah, so you can give the clinic line.
Yeah, so report. You need to report the case. That will help you to do that.
Yeah, and the phone line.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
GSIF, the number to be used there. Yeah. Okay, so I think I have a message from Mrs. Sampetrum. Okay, please, can you send me what you are discussing after the program? Please, which in particular, we've discussed a number of things, so if you can state what you are talking about. This is Emmanuel. I saw a video where they said the phone they were using is Samsung AI, and they used the phone to remove the bag from the armpit of one person. If it's true, it means it could be used to remove the clothes of your picture. Oh, I mean, that one has been done. The apps are there too. And I mean, they if you, some of the apps, you know, there's this issue now where parents are worried about their children watching porn and all that. Now they have the systems, the platforms where you can just create your own porn without you even now going to watch AI. This is where we are headed. It's very unfortunate, but the way technology is going, the negative is quite worrying, and we have to understand that if parents don't educate their children well, talk to them about it, communicate with them, churches have a role to play as well. this issue should be discussed. Women's fellowship, men's fellowship, I mean, youth meetings. Invite the experts. I mean, we'll make time, we'll schedule and come. Get people to come and talk to the people. Let them know. You see, as I said right from the beginning of the program, there's so much ignorance in the digital space. Mm. So, I mean, the ignorance is causing a lot of the lapses to happen as well. Because if you know some things, like you know that if you don't lock your door, thieves can come into your room to steal,
sure,
you lock it. Huh? But a lot of people now, as we walk, I mean, we are talking, have unlocked their rooms. Digital rooms are open, no security fence, no guard dog, no gun, no gates, nothing. Anything, they are exposed fully.
Fully. So if you are a victim, and then if you want to be saved, or if you want to educate young people, we are there. Cyber Security Authority is there, and Ghana Internet Safety Foundation. Our cyber clinic helpline is 0596 99 0596 99 2741 2741 0596 99 2741. And we will come and then help you out. You can also call the line, and we will come to your churches, your institution, everywhere to give you an education on online safety. This one is something that everyone needs to know, because it's now part of our lives. Mm-hmm. You can't. Now, the third life that we have is the digital life, and that life is now very sharp.
Now the digital life is metamorphosing into the AI, which is even more. I mean, to tell you the truth, the last few months, I've been, I'm learning, I'm in the course, I'm learning, doing exams and all that. But my worry is how the bad guys are going to use these technologies. It's a real worry.
And what you are saying comes in my case is that real now worry. We are training more people in cyber forensics.
Yeah.
If you don't give them work, they will work on us and get money.
The expertise, yeah.
So we need to be careful how we are training. We need to let them be in a Greek farm.
No, you see, it's just like ethical hacking, where you have hackers who are hackers, trained hackers, but ethically trained to use it to do what is right, to stop the evil.
Yeah.
So that's how the thing is going now. So, but the issue is, it's open-ended. The bad guys, nobody can stop them from learning what they want to learn.
That is true.
The knowledge is available. They can learn if they want to. So, we are really going to, this sextortion thing, we are going to see it in multiple folds, because with the new technologies I've seen now in place, now people should not be surprised when innocently, you didn't send your picture anywhere. But somebody sends your naked picture back to you that if you don't pay me this. So that issue, we have to discuss it at a level. How we are going to address this issue as well.
And then another thing, they will also try as much as possible for the brain to decay. So when the brain decay, definitely when you come to the hospital, they'll put a chip inside. So we all need to be careful.
Yeah.
And then don't beast on the digital space alone. Most of us, last from this week, you see how monies that you are sending become difficult. It gives us a clear cut that we need to think outside the box and come back to our old life a little bit.
Technology.
To go to the bank, you'll be in the liar. It's a network.
You saw the light of the darkness that happened in Spain and part of two other countries in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, when I looked at the news, I said, you say you are going green. Okay. Now in the green, you see what is happening with your energy.
That is true.
Okay, is so true. Thank you, listeners. All too soon, 9 o'clock. This is Eben. I had with me Gabriel as we discussed sextortion. because the Cybersecurity Authority issued a news item and a statement which I think is worrying, and we should let our listeners understand in the light of the discussions we've had in the last 8-9 weeks with the SU team in Kumasi. So, because this fits in exactly, because it's in this same space of the youth and the teens and the school life and all these issues of taking pictures of themselves. So thank you and God bless you. This recorded to be uploaded to spiritissues.info and to our Telegram group. Good night.
Thank you.